25 years ago today, John Lennon was murdered outside his home in New York City. Reporter John Kalish covered the story for NPR that evening. He looks back now at that fateful night.
It was a Monday night, close to midnight, when the call from NPR's New York bureau came in. John Lennon had been shot, and NPR wanted me to go immediately to Roosevelt Hospital, about a mile downtown from my Upper West Side apartment. I grabbed my cassette recorder and a microphone and rushed off to the hospital. The announcement of Lennon's death was made by the head of the hospital's emergency services department, Dr. Stephen Lynn.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room this evening shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Dr. Lynn told reporters he was fairly certain Lennon died almost immediately after being shot, the result of a massive loss of blood from hemorrhaging blood vessels in his chest. Reporters asked how Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was doing.
I did tell his wife that he was dead, and she was most distraught at the time and found it quite hard to accept. She is no longer at the hospital.
Fans gathered outside the Dakota, a grand six-story brownstone apartment building Lennon lived in, overlooking Central Park. Two police cars were stationed in the entranceway. It was obvious the people who felt compelled to come to the Dakota that night loved John Lennon.
Let me just ask you, why did you decide to come out here?
My husband is a musician. He's with the Joe Cocker Band. We're very close to John Lennon, and we heard this through friends.
Can I ask you what your reaction was when you heard he was shot?
I felt like a part of my life, part of my whole growing up was missing. I didn't want to believe that it really happened.
I took it as a personal loss. The man changed my life. You know, I just had to come here to make sure it's true.
I don't even know why I'm standing here. Amazing. I just can't believe it. Why anyone would choose to shoot him to begin with? For what purpose? It's beyond me.
At the police precinct, a few blocks uptown from the Dakota, the cops told us a young man who claimed he was a lifelong fan of Lennon's was under arrest for the killing.
I'm the chief of detectives, James T. Sullivan, New York City Police Department. We have arrested Mark David Chapman of 55 South Kukui, K-U-K-U-I Street, Hawaii, for the homicide of John Lennon.
As the world would later learn, for much of the day, the deranged 25-year-old hospital security guard had been hanging out at the Dakota where John Lennon autographed an album for him. Lennon had been in a recording studio that day and was apparently holding a tape of his wife Yoko's song, Walking on Thin Ice, when Chapman shot him. Chief Detective Sullivan explained that although the limo sometimes pulled into the Dakota's driveway, on this night, it pulled up to the curb.
They got out of the car, out of the limousine, and walked into the archway area of the Dakota. Mr. Chapman came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
I remember that in the days following Lennon's murder, there was a palpable feeling in New York of wanting to do something about gun control. But as the months rolled by, those hopes began to diminish. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.